A group of health experts from around the world is urging governments to invest more money and time into adolescent health. The Commission on Adolescent Health says a quarter of the world's population is aged between 10 and 24. And because it's thought that this age group is pretty healthy, experts say warning signs about obesity, smoking and mental health problems are often missed. Samantha Donovan reports.
The Commission on Adolescent Health is backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and by the prestigious medical journal The Lancet. 30 international experts are involved, and the University of Melbourne is one of the lead institutions. Dr. Peter Azzopardi is a researcher at its Centre for Adolescent Health. He says the area has been neglected in the past.
There's been a large focus on child health, and there's been a large focus on maternal health and increasingly on chronic illness and healthy ageing. And adolescence has been this age group which have really fallen between those main pillars of global health policy. But there are a couple of reasons I think that adolescence health is emerging as a particularly important developmental stage to invest in. I think that we are increasingly understanding the important developments that occur across adolescence. So it's not just physical development, but it's also neurocognitive development. And certainly our understanding is that this is becoming the second most important developmental period after childhood. And so it provides another window of opportunity in terms of supporting the healthy development of individuals.
The Commission has released its latest findings in London overnight. It believes investing in the health of adolescents can pay what it's calling a triple dividend. Dr. Azzopardi.
So there's an opportunity to support the health and well-being of what is a quarter of the world's population now. So 10 to 24-year-olds represent a quarter of the world's population, so that's a huge opportunity there. But there's also an opportunity to support the health of the next generation, given that it is often during that 10 to 24-year-old period where people begin to start having families. And there's also an opportunity to improve the health of people as they become adults, given that many of the poor or risk factors associated with poor health, so particularly things like tobacco smoking, physical inactivity, which we know are really potent risks for later life non-communicable disease, arise and are potentially modifiable during adolescence.
The Commission says about 85% of 10 to 24-year-olds live in low to middle-income countries. Dr. Azzopardi says countries have been divided into three main groups based on the health problems their adolescents face.
Around half of the world's adolescents live in countries where chronic illness is the predominant health issue. So Australia is one of those countries. And so the predominant health conditions there are largely mental health, but also chronic illnesses, so things like asthma, migraines, etc. Then there's a group of countries where injury is an additional important health condition on top of the chronic illnesses, so particularly violence-related injuries.
Which countries are you talking
about
there?
Particularly around Latin America and Eastern Europe, countries characterised by that type of health profile. And then there's around a quarter to a third of countries are those countries which are really facing a triple burden of disease. So predominantly communicable diseases, so things like HIV, pneumonia, diarrheal disease, so the infectious diseases, but also additionally poor sexual reproductive health, and additionally injury, and additionally chronic illness. So these are really countries which are really facing a complex challenge in terms of supporting the health and well-being of their adolescents.
Dr. Peter Azzopardi from the University of Melbourne Centre for Adolescent Health, ending that report by Samantha Donovan.